வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of May, 1975, in Melbourne, Australia.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Evolution takes place from aquatics, fish. Then, as the water dries up, there are vegetation, plants, creepers, trees. Then, gradually, the insects, moths, reptiles, serpents, they come out. And then, from insects, the birds, varieties of birds, there are 3 million kinds of birds. And aquatics, 900,000. And 1,100,000, 1,100,000 species of these insects and reptiles. And 1 million varieties of birds. And then beasts, animals, four-legged, there are 3 million varieties. So altogether, this is 8 million. Human being, 400,000 species. Altogether, 8,400,000 species of living entities. So these are coming, evolution, by the laws of nature. You cannot stop it. The laws of nature, you cannot interfere. In this way, we come to the human form of body. And especially civilized human being, supposedly the Aryans, the Aryan family, they are the topmost civilized group among the living entities. Now, in this life, one has to inquire about himself. What is the difference between me and the dog? Why I am claiming a better position than the dog? What is the difference? The difference is that a human being, if he endeavors, he can understand his real constitutional position. And he can understand God also. God. Therefore, in the human society, civilized human society, there is some sort of religious system. It does not matter whether it is Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion, or Buddha religion. There is some religion. In the civilized human society, there is some system of religion. So that system of religion means try to understand God. Religion means the law given by God. So, civilized human beings, they are trying to understand God and His law. That is called religion. Now the difference between dog and me is that I can try to understand what is God, what is my position. The dog cannot understand. Dog means the animals. They cannot understand. So that is the difference between a human being and a dog. So if we give up a religion or the method to understand God and our relationship with Him, then we remain dog. We are not human beings. So at the present moment, the so-called human society, civilized human society, is giving up the conception of God, understanding God. Especially the Communist Party, they are openly declaring that we don't believe in God. But those who are not communist, they lip sympathy, they say, yes, we believe in God. And actually they do not believe. Practically, the entire human society is now becoming godless. That is very dangerous position. And we have already come to that dangerous position. There are so many problems. And recently we have heard that New York City, the most important city in the world, they are in a problem, cannot keep the city very nicely maintained and clean, and they asked for help, some millions of dollars, and the federal government has refused. In this way, the godless society will have to meet so many problems of life, and if they want a solution of all these problems, they must take to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. So that is our Samasara stance on the movement of Krishna consciousness, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we are trying. So, it is a very simple method. Anyone can accept it by chanting and dancing and eating. And if one does not like this method, he wants to understand the philosophy, we have got 50 books of 400 pages. You can see all these books. It is scientifically, philosophically presented, 50 books, yeah, 400 pages each.
What about other religion? What about other
religion? Well, we are speaking of religion. There is no question of other religion, your religion, my religion. We are speaking of God. God is God. Just like gold is gold. Because it is in the hand of a Christian, you cannot say that it is Christian gold. The gold is gold.
But do you accept the validity of other religion? Do you accept the validity of other religion?
Validity, any religion which is seeking after God, that is valid. If any religion does not obey God, does not know God, that is cheating. That is not religion.
How would you say this godlessness is?
Godless means one does not know. What is God? Just like you know me, you have come to me, you know I am a person, I am talking, I have written so many books. This is knowing me. Similarly, one must know what is God. What is His feature? What does He do? What does He teach? What law He gives? This is knowing God. Simply to understand, well, there is God, let Him remain at His place and let me do whatever I like. That is not understanding of God. You must know God, just like you must know your father. If you are interested with your father's property, then you must know your father. Who is your father?
How is this godlessness showing itself in our society?
Godlessness means foolishness.
Is liquor, too much liquor and self-indulgence?
There are details, there are so many things. The total is rascaldom and foolishness. Godlessness means rascaldom and foolishness.
Rascal.
How can I say there is no God? Is it very reasonable? Just like you have got a father and your father has got father, his father has got father. Go on. You come to the Supreme Father, the original Father. There must be one original Father. That is God. How can you deny God? Can you deny?
No, I don't deny.
No, personally you may not, but who? The atheists, they say there is no God. The so-called scientists, atheists, they say there is no God. So how can it be? If you say there is no Father, how it is possible? Without Father, how you exist? The God is accepted, the Supreme Father, the original Father. So how the atheist can deny the existence of God? Is that a very good argument to deny the original Father?
Yes. I would like to know more about what do you think our society is doing wrong.
Wrong because they do not care for the original Father. The Father has given so many facilities. We require water. There is oceans and big seas and oceans. Father has given. We require light. The Father has given the sun. We require heat. Everything arrangement is there so that we can live very nicely and thank Father. This is our duty. But people are becoming more or less rebellious. Oh, there is no God. We are God. What is this? Foolishness.
Are people using the wrong thing?
Huh?
Are people using the wrong things to live? Too sophisticated?
It must be, because he is foolish, he will do all wrong things, which will create unhappiness. To deny God means foolishness. And a foolish man simply will create trouble, just like a monkey. Monkey is always busy, but simply creating trouble. That's all. And they are claiming, the foolish Darwin theory, they are also claiming that monkey is our forefather.
Is that true?
Huh?
Do you believe that?
No, I have told you already, the evolution. The monkey is not our forefather, but in the evolutionary process, we came through monkey. That is a fact. Because that is an animal, so we had to pass through 3 million varieties of animal body. So monkey is one of them.
When did we stop becoming a monkey and start to become a man?
Yes. That depends. By nature's course, you automatically come to human body. Now in the human body, it is a junction. Whether you want to make further progress or if you want to go back again to the cycle of the birth and death, and the evolution process. That is to be decided by you. If you want to go to God, you can go. And if you want to become again a monkey, you can be. That will depend on your work.
You founded the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Yes, Krishna Consciousness Movement is since 5,000 years ago or before that. You may say 40 million of years ago, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. But taking it by modern history, in your country, in the Western countries, I've started it. Since 1966, from New York. the moment is very, very old, but it is started in the Western countries since last 7 or 8 years.
Where did it first start? Which country?
New York.
India?
Yes.
New York.
Yes.
What is your background? Are you from India?
Yes.
Yes. What is your age,
sir? I'm just almost complete, 79, and in September I will be 80.
Tomorrow?
No, September.
September. Yes.
My birth date is 1896.
Yes. And when did you go to the United States?
Oh, very old age. And went there in 1965.
Yes. To found the Krishna consciousness?
Yes.
And what were you in India before that? Did you have a religious background?
No. From the very childhood, we are Krishna conscious, our family, the Vaishnava family. My father, my forefathers, they all belong to this cult, Krishna cult. So, naturally, from our childhood, we are trained up in this cult.
Do you have children?
Oh yes, I've got my wife, children, everything. But now I have no connection with them. I am a sannyasi. Sannyasi means to give up all material connection.
Yes. Is your son in the cult?
Yes, everyone. But they are not so advanced.
No.
Just like one belongs to some cult religion, but one may not be very expert to understand that religion. So, they are Krishna conscious, but not so expert.
Not so expert. In India or the United States?
India, in Calcutta. My family is there.
You live in New York?
No, I travel all over the world.
Yes.
In American headquarters, Los Angeles, and European headquarters, London.
Is Krishna consciousness connected with any other religion? Does it derive from Hinduism or Buddhism?
Yes, you can call it Hinduism.
Hinduism.
But actually it does not belong to any ism. It is a science of understanding God. But it appears like Hindu religion.
Yes.
In that sense, Buddha religion is also Hindu religion.
Yes.
Because Lord Buddha was a Hindu and he started Buddha religion.
Yes. Do you think modern man must mend his ways, or he must get better and know God, or he will destroy himself?
Yes, he's destroying already. The society is not in stable stage, just like in the America. They are also in trouble now. They are asking money from the federal government. They cannot make solution. So as soon as the monetary source will decline, this civilization will be finished.
As soon as the money declines?
Yes. Because there is no culture. They are not standing on culture, they are standing on money.
You think we pay too much importance to money?
Yes, to money? They do not know what is culture of life. They simply want money, that's all.
Do you think we have too much for our needs? Do you think we have too much for our needs?
You are creating your needs. You are not too much in need. But you have created so many artificial needs.
Such as what?
Everything. Suppose this boy is sitting down. Now I'm sitting with a nice coach. It is not absolutely necessary that coach is required. But for getting this coach, we have to spend so much energy. So similarly, unnecessarily, we have created so many things and going on. That I was going to say, that we come to the human form of life by nature's way. Now, what is our duty? Our duty is to make further progress. But instead of going further progressively, we are again going to become monkeys and dogs. This is our case.
What about other artifacts of civilization like television and motor cars?
It is very good. It's like we also use motor car, but not for fashion. Suppose if we go for preaching, we can go by car quickly. We take advantage of the car. We have got many cars for preaching on. So everything is good, provided it is used for progressive goodness. Then a mistake is that there is a mistake in Darwin's theory also. He has no information that the evolution is taking place of the body by the desire of the soul. That he does not know. Just next, sometimes people were happy and living in a small cottage. Now they are making big skyscraper building. So what is the difference? The cottage is not becoming the skyscraper building. But the man who is living in the cottage, by his desire, the skyscraper building is coming. Similarly, the evolution means the soul within the body desires a certain type of body and he gets it. Not that the monkey body has developed into human body, but the soul within the monkey's body desires a human body and he has got it. This is the process of evolution. In the Darwin theory, this knowledge is lacking. He is thinking that the cottage has become a big skyscraper building. That is not the fact. The owner of the cottage desired to have a skyscraper building. Therefore, from the cottage he transferred to the skyscraper building. It is due to the owners.
In that case, if we go on developing, we stay in the skyscraper, or the skyscraper gets bigger.
Yeah. The skyscraper, it is not impediment. If you remain in a skyscraper and develop your spiritual consciousness, you can do that. But the unfortunate thing is that we are too much absorbed in constructing the skyscraper building, forgetting our real business. That is the difference.
What about sex and drugs? Sex and alcohol? Alcohol?
Yes. Alcohol, we condemn any kind of intoxication. All our students are forbidden illicit sex. We don't say no sex, but illicit sex we forbid. Similarly, we forbid meat eating. We don't say that don't eat. We simply say that don't eat meat. You can eat other things, just like we are eating so many nice things.
Why not meat?
Because it is sinful, you are killing one animal. Your Christian religion says, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing?
How many followers do you have throughout the world now?
No, throughout the world, in India, everyone is Krishna conscious. In the outside India, we have got about 10 to 12,000 dedicated followers.
Do you mean the whole of India is Krishna conscious?
Yes, Krishna conscious, they know what is Krishna.
But how many of them practice it?
Many millions. Still, if you hold any Krishna conscious meeting, they will come by 1,000, 20,000, 30,000. I mean, village to village, if there is any chance of Krishna conscious meeting, all the villages will come.
Mm.